Good morning. Happy New Year to y'all. Welcome to service this morning at St. Paul. Pastor Tim is on vacation this weekend, so I'll be leading the service this morning. I have an announcement. The poinsettias that are here, if you want them, take them. They're free for your taking right now. If they stay here after this church service, they're going to be either mulched or Mary's going to come and get them. So if you want a poinsettia, feel free to take it. Okay, thank you. Chloe, you have an announcement? Zoe, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Good morning. Starting this month, every second and fourth Sunday each month, the high school students are going to be having a Bible study, and we will be meeting at the chapel in the educational building at the table in there. And we're going to start next week, which is on the 8th. We'll have a little brief meeting as well. And we'll be meeting at 10:15 to 11:15. So hope to see anybody who's a high schooler to come. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? No? Okay. So let's get started with the brief order of for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your holy name, your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. Amen.
Well, sing our opening hymn, When Christmas Morn is Dawning.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. To God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly The Lord be with you, and also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made yourself known in your Son, Redeemer of the world. We pray that his birth as a human child will set us free from the old slavery of our sin. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, and he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you angels of his. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let him praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created.
He made them stand fast forever and ever. He gave them a law which shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from all the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing his will.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name only is exalted. His splendor is over earth and heaven.
He has raised up strength for his people and praise for all his loyal servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near him. Hallelujah.
The second lesson is from the book of Hebrews, second book of Hebrews, verses 10 through 18. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I, the children whom God has given me. Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we call? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Out of Egypt I have called my son. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. In lieu of a sermon, we're going to sing two Christmas songs. Please join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray that Jesus brings light, salvation, and peace to the church, the world, and all people. Thank you, Jesus, for taking on our human nature and submitting yourself to your own law. Thank you for shedding your blood, even as a tiny child, for our sake. Thank you that you do the very thing your name announces. You save your people from their sin. Lord, in your mercy. Purify your church throughout the world with your precious blood. In everything it proclaims and does, may it honorably bear your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy. Purify this congregation with your precious blood. Let our worship, fellowship, service, and mission always glorify your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy. Purify your persecuted servants with your precious blood. Let their patience and suffering and steadfast faith bear witness to your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy. Purify the nations and their leaders with your precious blood. Let justice and mercy abound, and let all peoples live in harmony and goodwill. In all things, let us praise your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy. The new calendar year speaks of hope and new beginnings. Purify our days and deeds with your precious blood. Let all our deeds begin, continue, and find their perfect end in you, the hope of all nations and our heart's desire. Thus may we forever bless your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy. Purify and heal through your precious blood all who suffer any kind of evil of body or soul. Especially we pray for Sandra Heil, Lynn Magura, Wade Bolting, Renee Pierce. Visit them with tidings of comfort and joy that they may stand in your light to praise your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you, dear Jesus, for redeeming with your precious blood all who died trusting in you. Cheer our hearts with your blessings as we begin this new year and continue our earthly pilgrimage. Help us to encourage and strengthen each other, always looking to your cross to guide us through the darkest days. Lead us into your bright courts of heaven and into that endless day in which all whom you have redeemed shall forever adore your sacred name. Lord, in your mercy, hear and mercifully grant us, dear Lord, all that we ask that conforms to your good and perfect will for us, for your name's sake. Amen. We'll now have the offering. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks. It
is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
The congregation last gathered together for the celebration of Holy Communion,
We heard again the wonderful story of God's mighty acts and of the love shown to us in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, with thanksgiving, we remember that in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." We were given assurance of our Lord's presence through the gift of his Holy Spirit. Now we receive this same bread of life and this same cup of blessing, that we may be strengthened through these gifts. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please come to the Lord's table. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
The spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our closing hymn is "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear."
No.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.